finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
I need Karen Hayes to go away.
I understand, sir.
I need the president to sign off on my proposals. She has gone from being an irritant to an obstacle. I want to talk about your husband's incompetence and you're covering it up.
I did nothing illegal or incorrect.
Your resignation within the hour.
Mr. President, I am tendering my resignation.
Is there anything I can do to change your mind?
No, sir, there is not.
Wally has earned their trust. These men know something about the bombs that we don't.
I don't think these guys you're tracking are connected to anyone.
They're not terrorists.
I'm getting Wally the hell out of here.
You spied on us? You're worse than they are!
A nuclear bomb just went off like 25 miles from here.
When I'm done with this deal, I may just buy you a small country.
Have you found an engineer?
I told you I'd find someone. No, I will. It's just taking longer.
Start talking, Gray.
I made a mess. Dad's trying to clean it up.
What happened?
He hired McCarthy to oversee the job.
So the nukes that these terrorists are in possession of, including the one that was just detonated in Valencia, were supplied by McCarthy and stolen from you.
Yes.
I'm heading to McCarthy's office in Simi Valley.
We have teams standing by. Let me know.
Stop.
It's my son. What are you doing here, Jack?
I know what you're trying to cover up. Dad Gray already told me.
McCarthy's not here.
Hey, what are you doing? Put the gun down. You work for me.
No, Dad, he doesn't.
You don't think I'd let you run loose without keeping an eye on you, do you?
This is insane.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
An emergency vehicle drives swiftly along a suburban street. A journalist turns to camera.
I am at the edge of the safe zone. And behind me is the nuclear blast. Emergency teams are being overwhelmed by the number of injured in what President Palmer has confirmed was a tactical nuclear weapon detonated just a little over 2 hours ago in this Valencia neighborhood north of Los Angeles. More than 12,000 people are estimated to have perished in the blast. LAPD is spread thin, but on an encouraging note, we've heard that they are receiving a
flood. I just heard about Karen's resignation. Sorry for the loss.
Are you really sorry, Tom? Because your words seem somewhat hollow to me.
It's no secret. Karen and I butted heads the last few weeks. Nevertheless, I respected her as an adversary.
She never gave me a concrete reason why she resigned, but there was something. Something she wasn't telling me.
This may have something to do with it. This is a draft of the executive order I presented this morning. Karen found out I was going to resubmit it to you for your authorization.
And so she quit? That makes absolutely no sense to me, Tom. She's never been afraid of a fight.
Well, maybe she finally realized her arguments are invalid and that this is the only possible response to the danger we are facing.
You want to tell me why I would sign off on something that I rejected 6 hours ago?
Because, sir, 6 hours ago, we didn't know Fayed had nukes.
Even so, Tom, you're talking about suspending habeas corpus, expanding the length and broadening the criteria for those detention centers. Those actions would constitute a brazen abuse of executive power.
Those actions will degrade Fayed's network, limiting his ability to make use of these remaining nuclear weapons. Sir, Fayed's sole intention here is the destruction of our country, its infrastructure, social order, entire way of life, and he has got the will and the means to make good on that threat.
Tom, have you stopped to think about the fact that I would be forcing the people who elected me to give up the rights and freedoms that define the essence of this country?
Sir, if one more nuke goes off, it will have been Fayed who has redefined our country.
Palmer looks anguished. Lennox slides the document across the desk towards the president, who opens it gingerly. He casts a pained look at the TV screen showing the deadly plume rising from the Valencia bomb.
Pass this out to the cabinet. We'll convene in 30 minutes.
You're doing the right thing, Mr. President.
Lennox bustles out of the office, leaving President Palmer clearly in the gravest doubt as to whether this is the right thing. Lennox spots his clean-cut aide.
Reed! Call the cabinet in for emergency session. Tell General White we are ramping up.
Does that mean the president's signing off on this?
He wouldn't convene the cabinet unless he was. Good work, Reed.
Well, I'm just doing what needs to be done, sir.
Getting rid of Karen was distinctly unpleasant. She left us no choice.
Karen clears her desk.
Hayes.
Karen, I'm sorry I'm late with the briefing. Tell the president we're still tracking Fayette through MacArthur.
Bill.
I've just had to resign.
Resign? What are you talking about?
I can't get into it right now, but I've asked to be reassigned to C2 as an on-site liaison.
Karen, you can't leave the president today, of all days.
Bill, do you think that I would do this if I had any other choice?
Lennox had something to do with this, didn't he?
I cannot talk about this right now. I will
see you in a few hours, okay?
Karen.
She hangs up and leaves. Bill swiftly redials. As Karen walks out through the bunker, her phone rings. She checks the caller ID and then folds the phone back up. As she heads into the lift, she sees a pair of generals moving purposefully down the corridor. Her face registers gravest concern. At CTU...
Mr. Buchanan?
What is it, Chloe?
I'm trying to reach Jack on his cell phone. He's not answering.
Try his backup teams.
I tried. They're not answering either. Maybe he had them all go dark.
Wouldn't do that without telling us first. Send in support units, see if they can get a visual on him.
Fine.
And keep drawing Jack.
All right.
End of part one.
After we're done, where do you want us to meet you?
I'll be here another hour dumping hard drives.
We'll meet you back at the house then.
Just make sure it goes exactly according to plan.
Don't worry.
It's my job to worry.
Jack and his father sit in the rear of the van.
It's all for you, Jack. Everything I worked for, everything I built. It's all for you. After you left, I tried to convince myself that Graham was capable of heading the family. Protecting the company. I guess, at some level, I always knew the truth about him. Just wasn't willing to admit it to myself.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I want you to understand. After you left, Graham was all I had. They pushed you away, didn't they? I'm really sorry.
Jack bows his head, trying to process this 11th-hour confession. 12:07. The van pulls into what appears to be some kind of quarry in the middle of nowhere. They stop by a tangle of girders and machinery. One of Graham's henchmen trains a pistol on them as he opens the rear doors of the van. The other man undoes the chains around their wrists.
Get out. Come on.
Jack and Philip get out from the van. The henchmen gesture towards a large concrete mixer parked by the tangle of girders. Jack and Philip exchange a look.
Don't do this, sir. Whatever Graham's paying you, I'll double it.
Just keep it moving.
Jack and Philip are led to the edge of a deep pit into which trails the nozzle of the concrete mixer. They exchange another gloomy look.
Get on your knees. Both of you.
No. You son of a bitch. At least have the guts to look me in the eye.
The gunman becomes rattled by this confrontation. Jack takes advantage and overpowers the other man while his father gets the better of the first one. Philip shoots Jack's guy through the heart.
I needed to question him.
They were gonna kill us, Jack.
Search his pockets for the keys. Damn it!
Philip does as bid and locates a bunch of keys on the person of the lead man. Jack, meanwhile, takes a mobile from the pocket of the other man and dials. Bill answers.
Buchanan.
Bill, it's Jack.
Jack, we haven't been able to reach you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. But all the members of the backup team have been killed.
Have you found MacArthur?
Not yet, but I know how to get to him.
How?
My brother.
You said your brother wasn't involved when MacArthur brokered the nukes.
He lied to me. He didn't tell us everything.
Based on what?
He just tried to have me and my father killed. Bill, I need you to set up a perimeter around his house.
I'll send a field team right away.
Have him do an immediate recon, confirm that he's there. I want Burke standing by with an interrogation kit.
Jack.
What?
As it stands now, McCarthy is our only lead to Fayed. We need to find Fayed before he arms the nukes.
I'll get back to you as soon as I make contact with the field team. We need to go.
Jack and Philip head out. 12:10. McCarthy works in his hotel room.
Rita? Where do you think you're going?
I'm hungry. There's a candy machine in the lobby.
Don't worry, we'll be leaving soon.
You said that an hour ago.
Sit down, Rita.
Rita eyes him somewhat resentfully but goes back the way she came. McCarthy dials out on his mobile.
Yes.
Good news. I found someone to program the trigger codes for your bombs.
Who? Just send his profile. Employment record, education, the whole curriculum vitae. You should have it on your screen.
I'm looking at it now.
He seems qualified.
Well, he'll get the job done, but he won't work willingly. He'll need to be coerced.
Okay, when will you have it?
Within the hour.
Call me when you're done.
12:15. At CTU, Nadia approaches Bill.
Mr. Buchanan, you need to listen to this.
What?
NSA intercepted a stream of chatter. Part of it's an audio recording. They've identified one of the voices as belonging to Fayed.
Let's hear it.
Good news. Found someone to program the trigger codes on your bombs.
Who?
Just send you his profile. Employment record, education, the whole curriculum vitae. Should be on your screen.
I'm looking at it now. He seems qualified.
Now he'll get the job done. Won't work willingly. You'll need to be coerced.
Okay, when will you have him?
Within the hour.
Call me when you do.
Second voice matches the sample we pulled off McCarthy's voicemail.
They lost Namir in the explosion, so McCarthy found someone else to arm the nukes. Send the file to audio forensics and then scan for any background artifacts that could give us a location.
Yes, sir.
I got Morris working on something, too. We also found an image file inside the data stream. NSA thinks it might be a photo of the engineer.
Is it?
It got all corrupted during the intercept. I'm writing a salvage utility. I should have a new code in a second.
Recovering this image may be your only way of stopping those nukes. Give me an estimate.
Well, that's hard to say. It could be 10 minutes. It could be an hour.
All teams confirmed.
Jack drives the van taken from his abductors. He pulls up by a large black SUV. A TAC team stands on duty.
Who's the agent in charge? My name is Jack Bauer.
Mr. Bauer, I'm Hal Turner. I'll be on point.
Are you men in position?
Yes, sir. We've sealed off a one-block radius, and our recon has confirmed your brother's inside. His wife and son are in there as well.
I want you to inform your team to use non-lethal force. We need to take my brother alive.
Understood. Attention, all.
Let me go on with you.
No, you wait here. I need to question Graham alone.
What are you going to do to him?
Whatever it takes to find out what he knows.
Philip looks grave. Inside the house, Marilyn to Graham.
I'm not stupid, Graham. I know something is wrong.
Everything's fine, Marilyn.
You're a lousy liar. You always have been.
You know, if you insist on being here, why don't you make some coffee?
Why don't you make your own coffee?
Will you two stop fighting? That's all you guys ever do is fight.
I'm sorry, honey. We're just all a little tense today.
What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. Why don't we leave your father alone? He needs to work.
Down! Drop the gun!
What the hell is this, Jack?
Put it down!
Jack, with TAC team backup, confronts Graham.
Do it. Get on the floor! Get on the floor!
Take it easy, Jack!
I want you to take him into the next room, have Burke prep him for questioning. I want every hard drive, every memory stick in this house uploaded and sent over to CTU. Pick him up. Go, go!
What are you doing to my dad?
Josh, I'll explain as soon as I can, but right now I need to speak to your mother. Please just take a seat. Please, son, come on. Let's go.
12:18.
Go with me.
Marilyn glares at Jack, who paces tensely.
Stop looking at me like this has something to do with us, because it doesn't. Gray just tried to have me and our father killed.
Why? Why would he try and kill you?
The nuclear bomb that was detonated earlier today. The terrorists acquired it from the family's company. Gray's been trying to cover it up. I'm sorry, Marilyn. I understand how difficult this must be for you to believe.
It's not. I may not know the details of what he's done, but I know what he's capable of.
There are four more other bombs out there. We need to get them back. Is there anything that you can tell me?
Like what?
Did Gray talk about a man named McCarthy?
No.
Are you sure?
He hasn't confided in me in years. He probably never did.
Marilyn, thousands of lives are at stake. Please, just think.
I wish I knew something. I really wish I did, but I don't know anything. And Josh doesn't know anything either, and he doesn't need to know.
I'll do everything I can to protect him.
No! No, I've seen what happens when you try and protect people. I just want to get my son, and I want to get out of here!
Marilyn.
Sir, we found two computers, both linked to one network. He was trying to erase files. We're sending what's left over to CTU.
Okay, good.
Marilyn embraces Josh.
My sister-in-law and my nephew don't need to stay here. Have them transported back to CTU. They can be debriefed there.
Yes, sir. Ms. Bauer, we're taking you and your son back to CTU.
Jack looks on. Marilyn and Josh are escorted away. Marilyn and Jack exchange a glance before they go. Philip Bauer stands out front.
Josh?
Grandpa.
You okay?
Not really.
Wait in the car, baby. Jack told me what Graham did, what he was involved with. Is it true?
It's complicated.
But it's true. You make sure he keeps Josh out of this.
Philip watches the pair get into one of the CTU vehicles. Graham sits blankly on a chair in his study. Burke, the torturer, clinically fiddles around with his grim array of equipment. Jack enters. He glares contemptuously at his brother.
I panicked, Jack. That's all there is to it.
You panicked? That's your excuse. You panicked? You tried to kill me and our father.
I was backed into a corner. I was just protecting my ass.
You knew about a tactical nuclear weapon on American soil. You were responsible for the death of thousands and thousands of people.
I think I really wanted that bomb to go off, Jack.
I think you knew more about McCarthy than you told me. How do I find him?
I don't have a clue.
How do I find him?
I just told you I don't know.
There are four more bombs out there. This isn't a joke, Gray. Tell me now, how do I find McCarthy?
I told you everything I know, Jack.
Jack turns to Burke.
Respiration and temperature patterns indicate deception, especially his last reply.
Jack looks darkly at Graham.
Set up the interrogation package.
Burke moves into action. Graham contorts his face wryly.
You don't want to make me do this, Gray.
We grew up together, Jack. In all those years, I could never make you do anything you didn't want to do.
Jack stares back at his brother. Burke goes to the rear of one of the CTU vehicles and returns towards the house carrying a small silver attaché case. Philip Bauer looks on, a conflicted expression on his face. 12:23, end of part two. Part three, 12:27. Milo crosses the CTU operations floor to Chloe.
I need to talk to you.
What is it?
Chloe follows Milo to a discreet corner.
It's Morris's brother.
Timothy?
He's on his way to Horizon Regional Hospital.
Outside paramedics confirmed he has severe radiation exposure.
It says he's in critical condition. I'll tell him.
Chloe, I think we should hold off.
Why?
Morris is the best hope we have for restoring that file. If we drop this on him now, he might completely shut down.
It's his brother. We can't keep it a secret.
I understand. This might sound insensitive, but for a second, put aside your personal feelings for Morris and consider what's at stake. We need him to finish riding that salvage utility.
I know Morris. He can handle it.
So.
12:58. Chloe crosses the floor to where Morris sits working intently at his screen.
Morris?
Yes, darling.
I have some bad news. It's about Timothy. He's being taken to the hospital. I'm sorry.
Well, this can't be right. It says he was pulled from his car by rescue workers just north of Valencia. Do you connect me with Horizon Regional Hospital, please?
Yes, sir.
What's he doing in Valencia?
I'm sorry, sir. All circuits are busy.
Yes, I realize that the lines are busy. This is CTU Los Angeles calling. I need an emergency breakthrough.
I can't help you this time, sir. Sorry.
Milo stands at a distance nervously. Chloe looks down compassionately at the anguished Morris.
I have to go out there.
Morris? Hey, I know it's hard, okay, but we are in the middle of a crisis. We need to find the engineer before Fayad does. He can't just leave.
You can't expect me to sit there while my little brother is dying in the hospital. I'm sorry, Milo.
Morris, listen. 12,000 people are dead. If Fayad finds an engineer, it'll be many, many more. Four bombs is about 1 million people. Think about this.
You can finish writing the program. You can do it.
Yes, I can. But you started already. It'll take me a half an hour to figure out what you've done. You need to stay here and do your job. Please.
Morris is close to tears.
Okay.
Thanks.
Buchanan.
Bill, it's Jack. Did Chloe pull anything off the hard drives?
No, she came up empty.
But 15 minutes ago, the NSA picked up a conversation between McCarthy and Fayad. Bottom line, McCarthy's found another engineer to arm the four remaining nukes. He's delivering the engineer within the hour.
The nukes could be operational within 45 minutes?
That's right.
I'll get back to you.
Jack looks through the doors of his brother's study to where Burke has Graham strapped into a chair and is putting monitors onto his arms. Jack walks in.
CTU just confirmed that McCarthy... he's looking for an engineer for Fayad. They're going to arm the nukes.
Then you're wasting time talking to me, Jack.
You're holding something back. The machine doesn't lie.
It must be broken because I told you everything I know.
Philip Bauer watches on a monitor as Jack removes Graham's glasses and Burke fills a syringe.
That's how you see Pentathol. It's a neuroinflammatory designed to induce pain. All you have to do to stop me from using it is tell me how to find McCarthy.
Your guess is as good as mine.
They stare at each other. Jack to Burke.
2 cc's.
Burke pumps the chemical into the drip line. Jack walks across the room and holds his head in his hands. Graham starts to rock. Philip looks on at the screen, appalled. Jack winces. He crosses back to Graham and cradles his brother's head.
Come on. Take this to 7 cc's. You will experience a pain I can't even describe. At 8 cc's, I run the risk of inducing a heart attack.
Gray, make no mistake about it. I will go there if I have to.
Please, just tell me what I need to know. Please, I don't want to hurt you.
Oh, are you sure about that, Jack?
Please, Gray, just tell me what I need to know. How do I find McCarthy? Do it. 2 cc's.
Burke obeys. Jack holds Graham close as the pain recommences.
That's 8 cc's total, Jack. His vitals are spiking across the line.
4 cc's! The machine knows you're lying! I know you're lying! Tell me the truth! Tell me the truth!
Philip looks on as if doubting whether his judgment about his two sons had been sound.
It has nothing to do with McCarthy. It is Drew Palm.
David Palm.
Yeah. I gave the order for his assassination. And Agent Tony Almeida and Agent Michelle Dressler, your co-workers, they're all dead because of me. I arranged everything. I set the timetable. I paid off the killers. I even lured you out of hiding to take the fall. Today wasn't the first time I've tried to have you killed, Jack.
Why?
Because I love my country. And in the real world, sometimes that means you have to do things, terrible things, even unforgivable things, for the sake of your country. But you know all about that, don't you, brother? We're the same. I mean, look at me. We're the same.
We are not the same. You want me to kill you?
Do it!
I'm gonna do it my way. Four more CCs.
I can't do that.
Pick up the syringe. Do it now. Son of a bitch.
You there's somebody in here bitch. Now.
You want to die? Drop your weapon. Drop it.
You're gonna die.
Philip Bauer has appeared in the doorway behind the TAC team agents. His look says nothing but everything. Jack slowly comes to himself as he stands above his brother, thrown backwards onto the floor on the chair to which he is bound.
Shut it down.
Philip walks away. Jack looks after him and then follows. Two TAC team members enter the room and pull Graham's chair back to the vertical. The expression on his sweating face transforms from a tortured grimace to a look of evil vengeance. 12:40. Sandra Palmer stands solicitously over the bed of the battered Walid al-Razani.
I'm here, baby.
I'm ashamed.
What do you mean you're ashamed?
For spying on those men. I thought I was doing the right thing, but I was wrong.
You did the only thing that you could do. Okay, and that was the right thing. Look, you're the bravest, most principled man I've ever known.
She gently strokes his face and gazes lovingly at him. She gets up, casting a concerned look at the dozing Walid, and gets out the ringing mobile from her coat pocket. She steps out of the door as she answers.
Hello.
Sandra, it's Wayne. I just heard what happened to Walid.
I am so sorry. Is he gonna be all right?
Yeah, I think so.
What they told me is confusing. They said Walid was working undercover to expose some plot.
There was no plot. The men weren't part of any conspiracy. They were just bystanders.
They told me these men had information about the nuclear weapons.
One of the men pulled it from the internet and showed it to his friends.
Sandra, they should have reported that.
They were afraid they were going to get into more trouble than they're already in. Most of these men were pulled from their jobs and their homes on trumped-up immigration charges. Now they're facing deportation. Wayne, you are detaining without due process the people who's helped you meet the most. How do you expect for them to help if they don't have any legal protection? Wayne, I'm scared.
I know. Everything's gonna be all right.
Milo approaches Morris.
What's the status?
Program's finished, I ran it, but this is all we got. I still don't have a clear image.
What are you doing?
I'm downloading an unlicensed application from a hacker's site. It might kickstart things.
Or it could corrupt the file.
I know these guys. They write really good code, and they're not serving time.
Unbelievable. That's what Graham was holding back?
Not only was he responsible for David Palmer's assassination, he directed the entire conspiracy. He was trying to protect the company. That's what he's trying to do now.
Incredible.
I wish it got us closer to the nukes, but it doesn't. He doesn't know where McCarthy is. Were you able to pick up anything on NSA chatter?
We think it may contain an image of McCarthy's engineer.
How long do you know for sure?
Can't say. The file's badly corrupted. Morris is working on it now.
As soon as my brother's ready for transport, I want him sent back to CTU for further debriefing.
I've redirected a chopper to Jackson Middle School, 4 miles west of your position.
Thanks, pal.
Jack sits deep in thought. Then he gets up and goes back into the house. 12:43. He glances into the study where Graham remains slumped in his chair. He then looks into the sitting room where his father sits on a leather sofa, his right hand covering his face. Jack looks down. Then as the CTU operative at the screen leaves the room, he crosses and sits down opposite his father.
Dad, Graham made his own choices after you let him start running the company. You can't make yourself responsible for that. That's not fair.
I'll tell you what isn't fair. You deserved a better family, Jack. Not this. Not us. I can just imagine what you must be feeling. All that time we lost. What I wouldn't give to have some of it back.
Me too.
Agent Bauer?
Yeah?
Your brother's been stabilized. He'll be ready to move in 10 minutes.
Thank you. Dad, I want you to go back to CTU.
Okay. I need a few minutes.
Of course. They're sending a chopper for me. I have to go.
Jack casts numerous, almost shy glances at his father, but then gets up and slowly leaves the room. Jack's father remains on the sofa, his expression rather wistful. As he raises his hand once again to his forehead, however, a rather steelier glint comes into his eye. 12:46, end of part three. Part 4, 12:50. Morris stares intently at the shifting pixels on his screen.
There.
What?
The plugin's working.
How long is it going to take?
It's restoring. You'll have a photo of the engineer in 2 minutes. Just don't touch anything. Now, I have got to go and find out what's happening with my brother. Save it, Milo. Thanks for trying to help. I'm leaving. Watch my station, okay?
Be careful. Call me when you find anything out about Timothy.
I will.
An official government jet flies at altitude. On board, a man talks on the phone.
Congratulations, Tom. It's an excellent plan.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Vice President.
It's about time someone in this administration stood up to these people. To be honest, I didn't think this president had the stomach for the cure.
Well, I think we're about ready for kickoff here, sir. I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
President Palmer swoops into the bunker conference room.
Is the Vice President with us?
I'm here, Mr. President.
I'm assuming everyone here has read Executive Order 1066?
Tom first proposed his plan to me very early this morning.
And I rejected it. Sacrificing the rights and freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution seemed like too steep a price, even for the promise of security.
But then Fayette murdered
12,000 innocent Americans with a nuclear weapon. I felt compelled to revisit my earlier position. After careful reconsideration, I remain convinced that my initial response was in fact the right one.
That implementing this plan would be a terrible mistake. Now I
cannot and I will not endorse these actions.
Some of you seem to feel?
That the Constitution is somehow valid only during times of peace, but not during wartime.
That is not what the founders intended.
With your indulgence, sir. George Washington's enemies wore bright red coats and marched in a straight line. The founders could never have conceived of a stateless enemy hiding among us that targets not our soldiers, but our civilization.
Your plan would only hinder the efforts of law enforcement to stop fire.
How does my plan hinder law enforcement, sir?
By marginalizing and thereby radicalizing the very people whose help they need to enlist. The American Muslim community is our
best line of defense against these terrorists. But we Americans need to demonstrate
that we are governed by the rule of law and never, never by the politics of fear.
Mr. President.
Yes, Noah.
Before you make any unilateral decisions, maybe you should hear some other people's thoughts.
I'm sorry, Noah.
The discussion on this matter is over.
At CTU, Milo and Chloe work at Morris's screen.
This better work.
Jack's on his way back to CTU. I want holding A and B prepped for interrogation and put together a clearance package for him. No restriction.
Yes, sir.
You have it yet?
It's going to be a few more seconds.
As soon as we ID the engineer, I want to post it on the interagency subnet. We need all eyes possible on this.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. It's Morris. It's his clearance level, personal history, everything.
Where is he?
On his way to Horizon Regional Hospital. We got a call that his brother was hurt in the blast. He just left.
Security.
This is Bill Buchanan. Has Morris O'Brien left the parking lot?
Just drove out, sir.
Damn it.
Milo, contact LAPD, put an APB out on his car. Chloe, see if you can raise him on his cell phone.
Bauer.
Jack, we just ID'd the engineer. It's Morris O'Brien.
Morris?
Yes. The file we intercepted was Morris's photo and CV. McCarthy was sending it to Fayed. There is no doubt Morris is the engineer.
Fine, put him under a protective watch.
We can't. He's gone. He got a call claiming his brother was in the hospital. He just left. We're trying to raise him on his cell.
Morris, hold on.
He's on line one.
We got him, Jack.
Patch me through.
Morris, it's Bill Buchanan. We're on the line with Jack Bauer. Where are you?
I'm on my way to the hospital.
You need to come back to CTU immediately.
I can't do that.
Morris, this is Jack. Listen to me. There is nothing wrong with your brother. It's a setup. The engineer McCarthy's looking for, it's you.
Me?
It was your photo McCarthy was sending to Fayed.
Morris, you need to turn the car around now.
Okay.
McCarthy leaps from his car, gun drawn.
Morris!
Get out of the car or the next one's in your head.
What the bloody hell do you want?
Don't talk, move! Come on, let's go.
Jack, they got him.
Sounds like they're transferring to another vehicle.
Chloe, bring up a satellite feed, 5 mile radius of CTU. Hurry. Hurry.
Rita cuffs Morris into the rear of the car and then gets back behind the wheel. McCarthy holds the gun on him.
Right.
Rita does as he says and heads off at high speed. Al Fayed answers his mobile.
Yes.
We're on our way.
How soon can you be here?
15 minutes.
We'll be waiting.
With my money?
You get paid as soon as I have what I want.
Let me be clear. I'm just delivering him. You'll have to make him cooperate.
He'll cooperate.
McCarthy looks ironically at Morris, who remains stony-faced. Jack leaps out of a black SUV into the awaiting helicopter. The vice president seethes. Palmer remains resolute in his libertarian ideals. Lennox looks on blankly. 12:56, Burke packs up his hideous box of tricks. In the hallway, he crosses Philip Bauer.
Agent Burke, I'd like to speak to my son.
All right. 5 minutes.
Thanks.
Two CTU operatives clear the room as Philip enters slowly and closes the door behind him. He eyes Graham coolly as he approaches. Graham glances round and then looks up.
How am I doing?
Doing great.
Everyone thinks Jack is so tough. Well, maybe he is.
So am I. It's nice to know that I can take anything he can dish out.
You told him about Palmer.
Yeah, I had to give him something to make him think I cracked, but I kept you out of it.
It's gonna get a lot worse. He's not finished. He knows you didn't tell him everything.
And I won't. You know I won't, Dad.
They're gonna take you to CTU. They'll do things there that'll make this seem like a cakewalk.
Like I said, I can take it.
I'd like to believe that. Problem is, I have to be sure.
Well, you can be. I'll hold my mud, Dad. Everything's going exactly according to plan. Jack bought the ruse.
Oh, I know. I'm sure we convinced him that you were going to have me killed as well.
Yeah. That makes me the bad guy and you the good guy. I take the rap to some time. You skate free. Get me out when you can. Meanwhile, the company lives on. Dad, stick to the plan. That's what you've always said, right? Make a plan. Stick to it.
Sometimes you have to make adjustments.
I would never betray you, Dad. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Graham. You've been a good boy. Done everything I asked. Only this time, I asked too much. Sorry.
Philip injects something into Graham's drip.
Dad.
As the chemical takes effect, Philip Bauer stands behind his son, holding a hand over his mouth in a vice-like grip. Graham shakes and twitches horribly. Finally, his eyelids droop. Philip removes his hand and lets his son's lifeless head drop to his chest. He bends down and kisses Graham's bald pate. Then, calmly laying aside the syringe, he moves towards the door.
My son's had a seizure! Get in here now! Hurry up! What happened? Is he gonna make it?
I don't know. Please, give us the room so we can work. Get CTU medical now!
This is where we need medical.
My God. If you people killed my son, I swear, you're gonna regret it for the rest of your life.
Burke looks up in alarm as Philip Bauer clutches his forehead in a bravura act of bluff. 1 p.m. The end.
And Jack's next hour is from 9 next Sunday night. For more on Everything 24, behind-the-scenes bits and exclusive previews, head for the website, sky1.co.uk/24. Right, the state of limbo ceases as the drama returns. Lost Season 3, exclusive to Sky 1 and Sky 1 HD, in moments.